We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Mason Dixon, Laura Russin, and on the phone we still have Megan Cairns. Boy, that is so hard when I see how that's spelled, but now hopefully maybe I get it right forever. You're a captain, you're a coach, co-owner, MAST, Maritime Academy and Sail Training, which is all really, really cool stuff. We were talking about music videos and all that kind of stuff, and that's a great thing. But do you guys even, let's say that, we're going to do that workout, whatever deal we have, but would you guys, if another company came in and wanted to do a music video or some kind of stuff on the boat, do you guys rent it out and do stuff like that for them?
Well, we really do try to say yes when we can. We do have a pretty full summer. Which is great, of just taking out families and taking out groups of people who want to come and check out things. But we do love to do private charters, private events, things for individual needs. One thing that MAST provides is a couple of cool programs for you to do as a company or, as a family reunion or as a youth group. And one that I'm really excited about this year is we are doing a pirate-themed escape room on board the boat.
Ooh, that sounds really cool.
I know, right? Escape rooms are kind of, really hitting the nation and becoming quite popular and fun. And so as it is built around a youth team building program, so it is directed towards helping teenagers engage, groups or scouts or pre-existing groups of youth that want a really cool experience and to learn also about communication and passing information and watching out for each other as shipmates while doing this awesome adventure of a captain who got abandoned and betrayed by his crew for gold, and he booby-trapped the boat to teach them a lesson, and it won't return to shore until they get all these clues and codes and together. And so that's one thing I'm very excited about, because it is just going to be a blast.
Yeah, it certainly does sound like a good time. Are you going to be dressing up and all that stuff for it too? You got to be dressed up like pirates, right?
We shall see how it goes. It depends on the group.
How many people can you accommodate? Like, what's too small and too big?
So what we've got right now is, with the COVID, we're running still at slightly reduced numbers, even though we're outside and we're able to be, in the fresh air and in a great safe space. We're running between 18 and 20 people, but the boat itself will hold 29 passengers.
Nice.
Yeah, we should go head out for a COVID super spreader on the boat. And
Stop it.
No?
No.
All right, Laura, she don't like that kind of talk to me.
I don't.
Now, when we let's talk racing on boats. Would we be able to set up a race from like South Haven and to Saugatuck and back against the Friends Goodwill and the Serenity? Now, how fun would that be?
I would love it. That would be awesome.
That would be fun.
So Megan's competitive side would come out. I think that would be real fun to watch.
I think that would be an awful. I'd like to be on the boat. It's just kind of like a fly on the wall. That would be kind of cool. I would do nothing but get in your way and probably end up overboard or dead.
No, you could film it all. It would be awesome.
All right. That's probably something I would actually be able to do.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back, because you talked about doing sail training. Do you have like certain ages? Do you start with young kids, or is this older advanced, or, what levels of training are you giving?
So I am offering a variety of trainings and styles, but I do offer it only for adults at this point.
I don't blame you.
I'm not quite ready for the liability of the little guys.
Or the attitudes. They're usually pretty good, because I've been around the ones that were at the yacht club here, and those kids that went out and did sail training were all good kids and really enjoyed doing what they were doing.
Right. Mark Hobine did that for years. So he loved it.
Yes.
All right.
And they're so good at it.
So you like...
That's not really...
Yeah, so you like us older kids, because we did realize
I do.
Yeah. Laura's husband, he's 60 going on 14, and I'm 50 going on 14, so...
Yeah, that's one of their next songs. Yeah, I'm like, that. It's a perfect title. Yes.
So now, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and be able to ask questions about what you do, or sign up for courses, sign up for a boat ride out at sunset, whatever, how do they go about doing that?
So if they would like to do courses or the programming, like the specialty sales, like a team building or the pirate sale, for example, they would go to my website at MASS, which is maritimeacademyandsailtraining.com. So it's all spelled out. And then in order to go for a boat ride this summer and or sign up for our free frontline and PR sales coming to South Haven, look for that sign up on Monday, and that would be at sailingsaugatuck.com.
Sailingsaugatuck.com. And you yes. have quite a long URL there, so let me try to say it one more time. Maritimeacademyandsailtraining.com.
It is. The yeah. whole thing spelled out, and I apologize for that.
Oh, no worries. No, I will have to ask. Now, if somebody went and just did MASS Maritime, it would probably pop up pretty quick on Google, right?
Yes. Right. Yep. Yes, it would.
Okay, well, I guess we're in our last minute here with you. I don't know if you guys have any questions, but what might you say to somebody who maybe might be looking to learn about sailing or at least get out on the big lake? Because, you know, for some people, it's not accessible at all. And I say everybody needs to go out there at least once or twice a summer.
Absolutely. And Laura and I were talking about this earlier today, about the power of nature to calm and to relax and refresh, and the ability to be able to go out and just take that 2 hours and be out away from the world and the rat race. It is so soothing. And we all, you know, benefit from being out on the water. Mm-hmm. Do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Any last question for Megan?
What day are you doing the free boat rides in South Haven?
Tuesday and Wednesday next week. 9:30, 1:30.
No, what was the time again I was talking?
9:30, 1:30, 5:30.
Are those like 3 hour rides, or is that what's going on? Why is there so much time between?
About 2 hours. Yep.
Okay.
They're about 2 hours, and we'll set the sails and make a good time of it.
What time do you gotta leave? If it's an 8 hour ride, are you gonna spend the night here? And is the boat gonna be docked up in the harbor?
Yeah, we will be at the municipal marina, so that we have a nice quick trip up to Nemo's for ice cream and breakfast.
Yeah, buddy.
Because that's a mandatory.
Yes, it is.
Yes, we really need to get the word out for Megan. So any way we can do that, Rob.
There it is. That's about all we can do right here. We told everybody about it, but we've run into commercial time. It's time for us to move on. Megan, you were awesome, and I appreciate your time very much. Captain, coach, co-owner, MAST Maritime Academy and Sail Training. And I'm going to take one last stab at maybe getting this name right. Megan Cairns. It's spelled Cairns, and it's killing me, and I typically don't have a tough time
Megan
with names.
Megan Cairns. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you, Megan. You're awesome. We'll be back on Robert Moondog Show.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
You got it. Take care. Robert Moondog Show.